First, she held the poor thing down by its ear with one paw, and then with the other paw she rubbed its face all over the wrong way, beginning at the nose. And just now, as I said, she was hard at work on the white kitten, which was lying quite still and trying to purr, no doubt feeling that it was all meant for its good. But the black kitten had been finished with earlier in the afternoon, and so, while Alice was sitting curled up in a corner of the great armchair, half talking to herself and half asleep, the kitten had been having a grand game of romps with the ball of worsted Alice had been trying to wind up, and had been rolling it up and down till it had all come undone again. And there it was, spread over the hearth rug, all knots and tangles, with the kitten running after its own tail in the middle.
"Oh, you wicked, wicked little thing!"
cried Alice, catching up the kitten and giving it a little kiss to make it understand that it was in disgrace.
"Really, Dinah ought to have taught you better manners. You ought, Dinah, you know you ought!"
she added, looking reproachfully at the old cat, and speaking in as cross a voice as she could manage. And then she scrambled back into the armchair, taking the kitten and the worsted with her, and began winding up the ball again. But she didn't get on very fast, as she was talking all the time, sometimes to the kitten and sometimes to herself. Kitty sat very demurely on her knee, pretending to watch the progress of the winding, and now and then putting out one paw and gently touching the ball, as if it would be glad to help if it might.
"Do you know what tomorrow is, Kitty?"
Alice began.
"You'd have guessed if you'd been up in the window with me. Only Dinah was making you tidy so you couldn't. I was watching the boys getting in sticks for the bonfire, and it wants plenty of sticks, Kitty. Only it got so cold and it snowed so, they had to leave off. Never mind, Kitty. We'll go and see the bonfire tomorrow."
Here Alice wound two or three turns of the worsted round the kitten's neck, just to see how it would look. This led to a scramble, in which the ball rolled down upon the floor and yards of it got unwound again.
"Do you know, I was so angry, Kitty,"
Alice went on, as soon as they were comfortably settled again. "When I saw all the mischief you had been doing, I was very nearly opening the window and putting you out into the snow. And you'd have deserved it, you little mischievous darling.
What have you got to say for yourself? Now don't interrupt me,"
she went on, holding up one finger.
"I'm going to tell you all your faults. Number one, you squeaked twice while Dinah was washing your face this morning. Now you can't deny it, Kitty. I heard you. Was that you say?"
pretending that the kitten was speaking.
"Her paw went into your eye. Well, that's your fault for keeping your eyes open. If you'd shut them tight up, it wouldn't have happened. Now, don't make any more excuses, but listen. Number two, you pulled Snowdrop away by the tail just as I had put down the saucer of milk before her. What, you were thirsty, were you? How do you know she wasn't thirsty too? Now for number three. You unwound every bit of worsted while I wasn't looking. That's three faults, Kitty, and you've not been punished for any of them yet. You know, I'm saving up all your punishments for Wednesday week. Suppose they had saved up all my punishments,"
she went on, talking more to herself than the kitten.
"What would they do at the end of a year? I should be sent to prison, I suppose, when the day came. Or, let me see, suppose each punishment was to be going without a dinner. Then when the miserable day came, I should have to go without 50 dinners at once. Well, I shouldn't mind that much. I'd far rather go without them than to eat them. Do you hear the sound against the window panes, Kitty? How nice and soft it sounds. Just as if someone was kissing the window all over outside. I wonder if the snow loves the trees and fields, that it kisses them so gently. And then it covers them up snug, you know, with a white quilt. And perhaps it says, 'Go to sleep, darlings, till the summer comes again.' And when they wake up in the summer, Kitty, they dress themselves all in green and dance about whenever the wind blows."
"Oh, that's very pretty,"
cried Alice, dropping the ball of worsted to clap her hands.
"And I do so wish it was true. I'm sure the woods look sleepy in the autumn when the leaves..."